Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters that are listening. Alhamdulillah, it's nice to be back sitting on the pulpit of Masjid Umar, Alhamdulillah. And of course my absence was due to the fact that nothing happens but by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an opportunity to visit the Haramain al-Sharifain. And Alhamdulillah, we made lots of dua for all our brothers, mashallah, especially our well-wishers, the Leicester community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all itkum minan nar. And this dua is something which is very, very important. As we are heading towards the last few days, Ashara, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us complete emancipation, najat, salvation, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah. We are still in the month of Ramadan. What is very important is that we understand the month of Ramadan, we should not treat it as some kind of rituals that we have to carry out and we have to do. We should not think that we are required just to fast and that's my duty, bas roza kar liya to khatam. I have to pray Taraweeh, it's my duty, Ramadan, and do, and it is the end. But rather, to be intelligent Muslims and to benefit from the month of Ramadan and to have the right intention. And the intention should be is that these are not just certain amals that I am doing only for the month of Ramadan, but I am doing these actions so that it is going to have an impact on me and change me for the better and for my entire life. I will want to continue to do these good actions even after Ramadan. That should be our focus. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has reminded us, innamal a'malu bin niyat. A person will get the thawab, the reward by his intention. So our intention should not be this very short-term intention that every day I have to do this, sehri, iftari, taraweeh. Long-term intention that bari ta'ala I'm reading taraweeh so that I will acquire the love for the Quran. I will continue reciting the Quran. I will be a man who will study the Quran. You start to fast. The fast should be an intention that like how when I am fasting, I am reminding myself 24 hours. that there are certain barriers, there are certain things I can do and certain things I can't do. It should be the same feeling even after Ramadan, that willpower. And so these are the intentions. If I'm reading Tahajjud in Ramadan, Allah give me the tawfiq to even continue after Ramadan. So this long-term intention, an intention that Bari Ta'ala, by the day I want to get better. And this is something which is very, very important. By the day I want to get better, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us the month of Ramadan. An opportunity. Allah makes it very easy for people. Subhanallah. And you see this. The entire environment, your day will change, your night will change, everything changes. And you feel, alhamdulillah, this nur that is entering your heart, which otherwise would never enter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. And we need to understand that we live in this dunya, Allah has given us the power, the capacity, this energy. Of course, we understand the majesty, the power, the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that nothing can be done but by the will of Allah. No doubt. Even raising your finger at the time of At-Tahiyyat and saying La ilaha illallah, you raising your finger, you haven't got the power, but it is only Allah raising that finger. That Tawheed, that oneness of Allah, that when I say La ilaha illallah, but I am saying there is only one Allah. That is also the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given insan this opportunity that make sure whichever way you want to turn, that is how your life is going to turn. You want to become a good Muslim, I will assist you and you will become a good Muslim. But if your intention is only a short-term intention, then this is not going to work out. So first of all, in the month of Ramadan, we have to make sure we know what is our intention. It is a long-term intention. That Bari Ta'ala, whatever we are doing, we are praying and we are hopeful that inshallah we will change for the better and aim towards taqwa, to become Allah conscious. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give every one of us the tawfiq. You know, every time I have to give dars and a program, it's sometimes mind-boggling and I have to think, you know, like ladies have to think every day, what are we going to cook? Wo bichare mard log ke liye khana peena. So thank you to Evington Road, London Road, Uppingham Road, and I don't know if I've missed any other roads, please forgive me, that have made life quite easy for our women folks. But so even the imam, you see, when you have to sit on the pulpit, you know, people are used to having a new ice cream, something of a new flavor. Varna wo bar bar ek baat sunne se aadmi ukta jata hai. So, main kab se ab Madina Munawwara mein soch raha hu, yaar, when I go to back to Leicester after Asr, what am I going to talk about? Kab se main soch raha hu, yaar, ye hamare malaika sab baithenge samne, my angels, pura saal to nahi baithte hain, lekin Ramzan mein gaib ho jate ke Mauli sahab bayan, bayan aapka bayan, aisi tarap, mashallah, lekin pure saal Mauli sahab bayan, every, the whole year, Friday bayan, Wednesday bayan, people are not, very few come. Allah give everyone the tawfiq to become sincere. And this is what I mean. Ramadan, the short-term intention that we are going to just sit for Ramadan, sit after Asr Maghrib for Ramadan, do my tahajjud tasbihat for Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. That is also good, don't get me wrong. But what we call nurun ala nur, light upon light, the best thing you can do is this long-term strategy to change. this willpower. تو بھائی پروگرام تو ہمیشہ ہوتے ہیں, تب میں آپ کی تسبیح کرتا ہوں, کہاں ہے؟ تو اللہ give us the توفیق. تو anyway, all the time I'm thinking, یا اللہ, what am I going to be talking about, what should I do, what we've covered a lot of topics. Then I believe last night a portion of Surah is the car in the masjid? Ji, mashallah, there is one car that is obstructing entry and exit points of the masjid. FP72VWZXL. Thank you. Jazakallah. So if any of the cars are any kind of an obstruction, please sort it out. Jazakallah khair. And so last night a portion of Surah Yasin was read, and I just felt that subhanallah, what a mighty, charismatic chapter of the Quran, Surah Yasin is. And the heart just opened up that, you know what, for the remaining days of Ramadan, mashallah, let us thoroughly look into this very powerful chapter of the Quran. It is such an incredible chapter of the Quran when you look into the placement of this Surah. Everything about the Quran is Mubarak. Kitabun anzalnahu. Allah has revealed this Kitab. Mubarakun liyadabbaru ayatihi. You know that when you actually ponder upon the verses of the Quran, then you will see and find gems and wisdom, and it will assist you in living in the right way in this dunya. وَلِيَتَذَكَّرَ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. And for the people of intelligence, this is the best source of knowledge and advice that you can seek and take. And what is Surah Yasin? MashaAllah, Surah Yasin is in placement of chapters. It is the 36th chapter in the Quran. The 36th chapter in the Quran with 114 surahs, chapters of the Quran. So this is 36. And this surah, Surah Yasin, was revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he was living in the city of Makkah Mukarrama. And when you analyze the seerah, the life in Makkah was extremely tough. Extremely tough. A very difficult, hostile environment for the message to give to the common people at that time in Makkah Mukarrama. And the Meccans were people who were very stone-hearted, very strong-minded, stubborn people. They would not want to budge an inch and change themselves and to adopt any other new system. And very strong people, they feared no one. They went to war and they were fighting generations after generations in a battlefield. For little things, enmity, grudge would be ignited. So it was a very, very difficult environment for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the city of Makkah. The most difficult patch in his life. Because in Medina Munawwara, at least, you had the Ansar and the Aus and Khazraj. They all had embraced Islam. And then you had the Muhajireen who from Makkah already migrated to go to Medina Munawwara. And so life in Medina Munawwara was difficult, but a bit different as compared to Makkah Mukarramah. And so this surah is a Makki surah. What is it? It's a Makki surah. And what I'm going to ask our brothers, that as we progress into this chapter, this surah, there's two things we are required to benefit from. And even the mothers that are at home, If you are listening, if you can have your Quran open or look into Surah Yasin, number one, the few ayats that we cover, the tafsir, can you also make sure that you are memorizing Surah Yasin? Why? Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is my wish that every Muslim, believing man or a woman, would memorize this surah. So mashallah, this would be a perfect opportunity that as we progress, we are memorizing Surah Yasin, 3-4 ayats, whatever time allows us. And then with that, alhamdulillah, we are not only memorizing, but we are also understanding the theme and the message of the Quran. This is something which is very, very important. So the brothers that are here, mashallah, as we progress, whatever we cover, you know, just do door of this. Yasin, wal Quran al Hakim, innaka lamin al mursaleen, ala siratin mustaqim, tanzeel al aziz al rahim. Whatever ayats we cover, mashallah, just try to memorize it. So that way, inshallah, we know the tarjuma and we know also the meaning of it. So going back to generally the theme of the chapters that were revealed in the city of Makkah Mukarramah. In Makkah Mukarramah, when we look into any of the chapters of the Quran that were revealed in Makkah, so before Surah Yasin, you've got Surah Fatir, and before that you've got Surah Saba. All of them are also Makki Surah. So you've got Makki Surah, and a continuation again, Surah Yasin is a Makki Surah. The surahs that were revealed in Makkah Mukarramah, three major themes that Allah's Nabi was preaching to the people from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, three things that was the focus at that time. Number one was to explain to them Iman and Tawheed, because they were mushriks. So when you look at the Makki Surah, it is continuously talking about the importance of understanding there is only one God. There is only one who is your creator. There is only one Khaliq, that is Allah. Don't be deceived. What is Iman? That you believe in Tawheed, one God. And then the second message was Risalat. Risalat, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's messengership, his prophethood. And the third main focus was upon the fact that don't think that you are going to live in this dunya and when you die, it is the end. Don't think that. People think that when we die, it is the end. Hum to mitti mein chale jayenge, khatam ho gayi baat. No. In fact, that is your real journey, the beginning of your journey after your death. So in Makki Surah, Allah speaks about the afterlife. The afterlife. Resurrection. That I will reassemble your bones, reshape you, bring you back alive. Your soul will be entrusted. It will go back into your system. I will do all that. There is Jannah and there is Jahannam. So these are the three things in Makki Surah, Makki Ayats, Makki Chapters. The chapters that were revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah, this was generally the focus. So you will see this in Surah Saba, you will see this in Surah Fatir. And let's create a kind of a relationship with the Quran, the Kalam of Allah. So understand how the Quran works, the ayat, the message, what it's telling us. So it will be of great benefit. When we look into Surah Yasin, the pattern slightly changes. The pattern slightly changes. In Surah Yasin, It is a Makki surah, but from the very, very beginning, emphasis is given upon the Risalat, the prophethood, the messengership of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From the beginning. Because until you don't know the identity of someone, how are you going to benefit from him? You are not well and you are looking for a doctor, and there are 5-10 people in front of you, and if you don't know who is the doctor, if you don't know his profession, if you don't know this person to be a doctor, how are you going to benefit from him? You are looking for an alim, a scholar to assist you. There are 10 people in front of you, but if you don't know if this person is a qualified alim, that he knows knowledge, how are you going to benefit from him? So naturally, it is so important that you know you are going to the right source. If you are going to the wrong source, or if you are giving someone the wrong name and the wrong labels, this will be misleading and deceiving people. So from the outset, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about who this man is standing in front of you in Makkah, and you have the pleasure to see this very noble, beautiful, handsome man whose body is naturally scented, and a man who never lies, a man who only speaks the truth. A man whose eyes are beautiful, whose tongue is beautiful, his every body, subhanallah, Allah has created him in the most beautiful manner. Who is this angel that is standing in front of you? And if you don't know this person, then your foundation is wrong. Tumhe ye nahi pata ke ye meri biwi hai, aur ye meri behan hai, aur ye meri ma hai, aur ye meri beti hai. When you go somewhere, you know this is my wife, this is my mother, this is the status, this is my daughter, this is my sister. More important than all of your family members is the recognition of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that you need to understand who he is. That is why in Surah Yasin, emphasis, a lot of it from the beginning, is on Risalat. You see, in the modern world today, that is the whole idea. The whole idea how Shaitan is playing games, that you don't claim your identity in anything. Be a free person. Be a free person. Now, there is also a disease that is out there in the Muslim environment. And they claim that, you know, no, because the Christians are Ahle Kitab, the Jews are Ahle Kitab, they will also go Jannah. It's from Shaitan, right? Don't, you know, put all your sweets in one bag. The people who are violating Masjid-e-Aqsa, my Masjid and your Masjid, desecrating Masjid-e-Aqsa. Could you ever think anyone in the world, any Muslim, would do something like this to a synagogue? It would be an international outcry. Saudi Arabia would be apologizing. Pakistan will be, the whole world will apologize. Maafi do haath se bhai. Tumhari synagogue ko humne kharab kiya. Masjid-e-Aqsa. Ya Rahman. What is the use of your Muslim army? Your tanks, your guns, your technology. Let it rust. Let it rust. What is the use? Dunya lovers, dunya parasti. Let it rust. And just see and cry at how with sticks and, you know, bullets, and how Muslims are treated with shoes and beaten up, men, women, children, killed, murdered in Masjid-e-Aqsa, yet no one says nothing. No one says nothing. A simple condemnation of what wrong hair, wrong hair, wrong hair. You beg. These are what we call the weakness of Iman. So excuse me, please. The people who go to Jannah are the people who have a label that they are the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. They are Muslims. They love Sahaba and they love all the Prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam. And Allah's Nabi has said, even the greatest Nabi of Banu Israel came down today, Musa, Moses, he will have no choice but to follow me. And what are you talking about? If Musa would have no choice but to be an ummati of this Nabi. Yasin Sharif is telling you the identity of this Nabi. Understand the maqam of this Nabi. And to make it even easy, that Allah will only accept one deen and only one deen. And that is Deen-e-Islam. And to show that, Allah will bring back Isa alayhi salam. And he will follow the deen of? How many namazis will he pray? Five. Five. Why? Why does Isa alayhi salam have to pray five times a day? Because you have to understand, I am an ummati of this great Nabi. Nobody can bypass this Nabi. There's no such thing as, oh, so and so person, no bhai. Until you don't testify, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sorry. You're not going to enter Jannah. It's very simple. There's no diplomacy, there's no wisdom. It's simple, bhai. You die as a kafir, there's only one thing for you and that is Jahannam. Simple. That is what the Quran tells us. And so, Surah Yasin, the emphasis is on Risalat in the beginning. And I said to you, we have an opportunity to memorize and understand the message of Surah Yasin. Let's look at the virtue of Surah Yasin. One or two virtues before we get into the ayat. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described this chapter as Qalbul Quran. Qalbul Quran. Now the heart of the Quran. See, in the human body, until your heart is beating, you are alive. It's considered to be the most important organ in the human body. Dil ka, dil ki dharkan band ho jaye, to insaan ko maut aa jati. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Surah Yasin is like the heart of the Quran. Such a magnificent chapter. And one meaning of the heart of the Quran is that internationally amongst the Muslim world, Yasin is that chapter which is well accepted. You know, somebody who might not even know how to read any ayats of the Quran, but you say to him, Surah Yasin, he'll know. Oh, Surah Yasin. Surah Fatiha, he'll know. Ayatul Kursi, he'll know. Allah has put in the heart of a Muslim this natural inclination to Surah Yasin. Imam sahab, Hafiz sahab, Surah Yasin padhte hain, and then everybody is a Hafiz firing at him. Bichara, you know, Surah Yasin is a very difficult surah to pray because how many people are going to take your mistake out? Everyone. Sab Hafiz ban jate. So Surah Yasin, everyone has some form of inclination. You'll see people every time in the morning when they, one of their wazifa, part of the wazifa will be that we will read Surah Yasin. So Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Subhanallah al-Azim. Natural inclination that is there, that a person understands this chapter of the Quran. And number two, what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amazing. He said, read Surah Yasin in front of your mauta, in front of your mauta. What is the meaning of that? At the time of Sakarat, at the time of Sakarat, read Surah Yasin. Surah Yasin will make Sakarat easy. This transition that we go through from this dunya to the next dunya, from alame dunya to alame barzakh, this transition, for that there is a process. And this process starts from the lower part of your body. Blocked by a car, PX07VMM. Brothers, please, can you park properly in the masjid car park? You are blocking somebody. So, at least, you know, we are not going to be disturbed when we talking on the chapters of the Quran. Jazakallah. Please, just be mindful. If you come for Asr and if you're blocking someone, then go back very quickly. Take the du'as of people rather than, you know, taking the bad-du'a of people. So don't give taklif to anyone, especially your brothers, your musallis that are here. So, gari ko park kare bhai, achhi jagah par park kare. Aur meri jagah ko khali rakhe, haan? Haan. Ab ye nahi, Mauli sahab, jab bhi ho, khali chahiye mujhe. Haan. To, where was that? What I was saying? Ya Rahman. Huh? Sakarat process. So Sakarat process starts from the lower part of your body. And Malakul Maut is now taking out this, you know, ruh from the lower section of your body. But Sakarat can take half an hour, 15 minutes, 1 minute, a few seconds, sometimes a few days. Sometimes, some scholars have said even weeks. Allah knows. So there's no guarantee. And this is the transition where you are half in dunya, half in the hereafter. But when this transition takes place, Allah make it easy for us. That's why there is a dua. Allahumma a'inna ala ghamaratil mawti wa sakaratil mawt. Allah save us from the difficulty of death and the difficulty of the pangs of death. You know, this, the death rattler. Allah, save us. Ke sakarat mein hamari hifazat. Surah Yasin parne se insaan ko maut achhi aati hai. Ruh asani se, your ruh will come out with ease, inshallah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is why you will usually find that sometimes in the masajid we do khatme Yasin Sharif. What is it? People, a lot of them very quickly go bid'ah, 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 bhai chhod me. Everything for you is bid'ah. Tumhari biwi ko scarf pehnao, fir bid'ah kaho. Samjhe? Bid'ah, bid'ah. Quran ko bhi bid'ah. Everything is bid'ah. What do you mean bid'ah? Reading Surah Yasin is bid'ah? Reading Surah Ayat al-Kursi is bid'ah. Arey bhai, this is just a few people getting together because there's a crowd. And when we pray Surah Yasin, we are only praying Surah Yasin because Allah's Nabi has said that read Yasin upon your mauta. Right? The people who are dead or at the time of Sakarat. So we are just giving the thawab that Allah, you know what we have read, give this to our family members, the deceased, that have gone from this dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim and Kareem. He's very Rahim and Kareem. You know, in qata'a amaluhu, when you die, then your a'mal, stop. But Allah has opened up certain avenues. A waladin salihin, yad'u lahu. You know, your pious children who make dua for you, who pray for you. Such is the sadaqah jariyah. If your son prays namaz, the father gets the sawab. The mother gets the sawab. Why? Because you have made effort on your child to make him into a pious person. Every good deed he does, Allah will give it to you. That is how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. So Surah Yasin is a magnificent chapter of the Quran. And some of the scholars have given us a deeper meaning about, you know, having a good death, easy departure. is that when you in depth study Surah Yasin, there is so much gems and the treasure that Allah has kept in this chapter, that when you understand it, it will help you to live a noble life. And when you live a noble life, Allah will give you the best death in this dunya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Azan kitne baje hai bhai? 50? 57. So we begin this chapter, mashallah. It's a very beautiful way of opening any chapter. And the Quran, this chapter opens up by disjointed words, which in Arabic are known as hurufi muqatta'at. Hurufi muqatta'at. Muqatta'a means the words that have been separated, disjointed words. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens this chapter by the words Yasin. Ya, Yasin. Subhanallah. Yasin. Now what is the meaning of Yasin? Most of the scholars have mentioned that this is huruf muqatta'at, and the meaning of Yasin, that is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was to show, especially in Arabia, people who are masters in the Arabic language. If the Meccan people and the Arabs, if they could take pride in anything during the time of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then it was their mother tongue. They were masters in the Arabic language. They knew poetry, they were poets. That is why the most powerful, dominant people were the poets. Highly respected poets. They took great pride in the Arabic language. And then when the Quran came as a revelation, punching and waking up the Arabs and showing them a complete different theme of the Arabic language, they were shocked. And they started saying, Subhanallah, you know, what kind of Arabic is this? What an Arabic language. Because Yasin to them would be Yas, Yus, or Yasi, or whatever. Alif Lam Mim would be like Alam, or whatever. Ha Mim would be Ham, or anything like that. But to pronounce it in a very different way, in a complete different manner, completely different, which the Arabs didn't know, and just to capture and to captivate their attention. And that is what the Quran does. You know, you're in Tarawih and you're sleeping, until Qari Ashfaq says, Kaf ha ya ain sad. You wake up. Huh? You go. Where am I? It captivates you. It's waking you up. Huruf-e muqatta'at is waking. Ha mim ain sin qaf. What's this? Taha. Alif lam mim. You know, you're ending one chapter and it's putting this new energy in you. This new word. Yasin. Subhanallah. You wake up. You have this energy. And this is the power of the Quran. And when these poets were listening to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this magnificent preaching, so easy, the message compounded. You know, the seven oceans are in this one ayat. And yet so brilliant in eloquence, in the rhythm, in the flow, in listening. There is no music. There is no musical instrument. Listen to the adhan, listen to the Quran. And amazing when you listen to the Quran. The flow of the Quran. So they were shocked when they looked at huruf-e muqatta'at. This was to make humanity humble. That Allah is saying, I have given you knowledge, but not every knowledge. There is certain knowledge that is only also with Allah. That is why Allah's name is Al-Alimu. What is he? He knows everything. Of course, Surah Yasin, one tafsir of it is that some of the scholars have mentioned that because this chapter directly identifies who Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is, and he's talking about his prophethood and messengership, unlike in other Makki surahs, some scholars are of the opinion that Yasin is one of the names of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why some of the people also keep the name of their children as Yasin, because one opinion is that Yasin is also one name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Yasin, and then after that the second ayat, generally what we see after hurufi muqatta'at, the disjointed letters, the next ayat will generally be about the Qur'an. After hurufi muqatta'at, Sad wal Qur'an is the dhikr. Alif lam mim dhalikal kitab. Most of the time you'll see this sequence. That hurufi muqatta'at, Yasin wal Qur'an il hakim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Yasin begins by taking an oath upon the Qur'an. Allah is saying, by this book which is rich, rich in wisdom. What is the translation? Yasin wal Qur'anil Hakim. By the Qur'an. By the Qur'an. And what is this Qur'an? It is rich in wisdom. This Qur'an will make you wise. The Qur'an is filled with hikmat and wisdom. Now, what is Qur'an? The word Qur'an. Have we ever pondered, you know, if somebody asks you which is, you know, your religious book, your sacred text, and it is the Qur'an. Other books have been named as Injil, Taurat, Bible, the New Testament, the Old Testament, the Psalms, Zabur. But Allah has given this unique name to the book that has been revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Qur'an, the root words are qara'a. And qara'a means to read. What is it? But when it is in the form of Qur'an, this name Qur'an, it means a book which is read in abundance. What does Qur'an mean? A book which is read in abundance. That is why the name that is given to the Islamic text is Qur'an. Wal Qur'an. By this book which is read in abundance. And subhanallah, how do we read the Qur'an? Any book on the face of this earth, you read it once, twice, thrice. The best novel, the best author, the best book, you read it once, twice, three times, four times. Phir kya kahenge? Yaar, ab to thak gaye. Kya? Thak gaye. Bas enough. But the Quran? Nobody will ever say, you know what, I'm tired of Surah Fatiha. I've read it for 30 years, 40 years, you know what? Every time he reads Surah Fatiha, another energy is given to him. The more you read the Quran, the more you fall in love with the Quran. The more energy it gives you. You don't want to stop. So the Quran in its nature, in its miraculous nature, unlike any other book in the world, it is read in abundance. So we need to understand, alhamdulillah, what is the Quran? Everybody reads the Quran. Look at Ramadan. People are reading the Quran. And what is amazing about the Quran? A lot of people don't even understand what they are reading. Can you imagine reading a book which you don't understand in Russian, in Chinese or any other language? You don't understand and you might just know how to pronounce the words. But yet you are reading the Quran. People on their mobile phone will have the Quran. That enjoyment is there of the Quran. Ajeeb. So Allah is saying, what is the Quran? Qara'a. Quran is a book that is read in abundance. Allah takes a note. By the Quran, Hakim. one ingredient of the Quran is that it will make you wise. It will make you wise. The Quran will make you intelligent. The more the Quran, the more the understanding of the Quran is inside you, the more intelligent you will become. The more wise you will become. And one of the meaning of Hakim is also from Hukam. And Hukam means that it will give you this decisive knowledge. You will know exactly what is right and what is wrong. So the two ayats, Yasin, Huruf-e Muqatta'at. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath by the Quran, which is rich in wisdom. And then what does Allah say after that? The oath that Allah is taking, why did He take this oath upon the Quran to explain what? Yasin wal Quran il Hakim. And then what did He say? Bore se bole, zor se. Innaka laminal mursaleen. Innaka laminal. In the Arabic grammar, innaka is all about emphasizing. Without a doubt, there is no doubt. Innaka, bila shuba, isme koi shak nahi. Without a doubt, innaka, innaka, lam, la again. Again taqeed, again the emphasis. Without a doubt, O my Nabi, I am clarifying your status. What is Allah saying? Whether people recognize you or whether people don't recognize you to be a Nabi, whether people expect you, whoever you are, whether they call you Muhammad or they don't call you Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether they are going to follow you, whether they don't follow you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I will make it very clear, Yasin, by the Quran, subhanallah, which is filled with wisdom. Allah takes an oath by His speech, and then Allah is saying, who are you? Innaka laminal mursaleen, O my Nabi, you are from one of the messengers that have come. You are from one of the messengers that has come. You are the Rasul. Whether people believe you or not, but Allah is saying, I am saying you are the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now why did He say, innaka laminal mursaleen, innaka laminal mursaleen? You are one from the messenger. Because Allah's Nabi went through a tough time in Makkah Mukarramah. People were very, very hostile to Him. They made life very difficult for Him. They stoned Him, pelted Him, spat at Him. They called Him Majnoon, they called Him Sha'ir, they called Him, you know, all the names that you can think of, abusive names, Aliyazu Billah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is consoling His Nabi and saying, oh my Nabi, don't worry. You know, even before you, other messengers have come and they went through some difficulty. They went through some difficulty. Innaka laminal mursaleen. You are from upon the, on, you are from those who have come before, the messengers of Allah. And mursaleen means someone who has been sent by a higher authority, and that higher authority is who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Itni baate samaj mein aaya nahi? Yasin wal Quran il Hakim. Innaka laminal mursaleen. Now when you are upon the straight, when you are one of the messengers, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the message that you are going to give, ala siratim mustaqim, ala siratim mustaqim. Ajib the kalam of Allah. You are upon a path which is absolutely straight, upright. The word sirat in the Arabic language has got no plural. Has got no? There are other words in Arabic like sabil. It's got a plural called subul. And it means a path. So whenever you talk about giving in the path of Allah, the Quran uses the word fi sabilillah. Because fi sabilillah are different avenues. But when it comes to your religion, When it comes to your deen, when it comes to risalat and tawheed, Allah is saying, there is no other path but only Islam. So sirat does not have a plural. Allah, whenever describing His deen, has always described it as there's only one path, and that is the path of your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why in Surah Fatiha, what is it? Ihdina siratul. It's not ihdina sabil or subul. Ihdina sirat. Sirat is unique. It is only one path. There can be no other path. There can be no other ideology. For you to get to Jannah, there is only one path, and that is the path of this Nabi. He is a Nabi, ala siratim mustaqim. And what does ala mean? You are on top of this path, which will take you to Jannah. You are on top. So what is the message of this ayat kareema, my respected brothers? The message is simple. You know, when you want to go from one place to another place, you might sit in a plane somewhere, and you see, all you have to do is sit in a plane, and that plane will take you to the destination. You sit in your car and it will take you in that effort of going in the right transportation. You sit in the train and all you have to do now is just sit, and it will take you straight to your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, all you have to do is sit in the lane of Islam, and that will take you straight to Jannah. Don't try to move here and there, here and there, here and there. You have reserved your seat, you are a mu'min, you are a Muslim. Ala siratin, you are on the right path, and it will take you straight to Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq, inshallah. We end here at a few ayats, and then inshallah we will further go and discuss many, many different topics and the layers that are there in Surah Yasin. Inshallah, it will be of great benefit. So follow, mashallah, come and listen attentively. This is a magnificent surat, and there's so much to learn from the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak hareko tawfiq dee.